Hi guys, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is that you're listening to this podcast. I want to welcome you all to my Living with Lorna B's podcast. I'm your girl, Lorna B, a wife, a believer of God first, a wife, a mother of two awesome children, a teacher of life skills. And this platform, I utilize it to simply share savvy life tips, motivational and inspirational words that may encourage you to live your best life, your Mo type of life. And you might say, Lorna, why are you always hashtagging Mo? Well, because we want Mo. You know, we always say we want Mo, but in order to have Mo, we have to do Mo. So I always hashtag Mo God, Mo health, Mo wealth, Mo blessings, Mo life, Mo living. Right now, Mo peace, you know, Mo love, more shopping, more budgeting, you know, more saving. What do you want? But whatever it is, you want more of it if it's the good stuff. So that's what Mo Living with Lorna B is all about. You might hear some background noise. It's early in the morning. I'm out walking. I love to walk. That is my favorite form of exercise. Even I walk in the house to music, or I walk outside when the weather permits. I live in Alabama, and even though it's storming in a lot of places, you know, down south, Louisiana, Texas, and we're praying for all of those families, it's beautiful here this morning. The sun is shining. I mean, the weather is not too bad. It's already a little warm, but it's all good. But the sun is just beautiful this morning. So I said, why not do a podcast? I know, you might hear a little background noise, but it's reality. And I want to get this walk in before I teach a class, because right now I'm teaching remotely from home. So I thank God to still be able to have a job and to work from home. Amen. So I want to thank you again for listening. I have over 70 podcasts. My kids join the podcast sometime. I have a 16-year-old son and a 9-year-old daughter. And my daughter, she really likes to join. Y'all know how the teenager is, you know. You have teenagers, you already know. But my daughter, my 9-year-old, she joins me a lot. But this morning, I just wanted to get on and share what I was feeling about this sunshine when I actually looked up. And it's shining so beautiful. And it's just a reminder for me, and I want to remind you guys, hope. There's still hope. It's a lot going on here in America. Of course, we've been dealing with COVID-19 since March of 2020, and is now almost September. It's August 2020. We've been dealing with racial and social injustice for years, but it has definitely escalated this year. Some people are dealing with financial insecurities. Some people are dealing with unemployment. Some people are dealing with lack of health benefits. Right now, a lot of parents are dealing with virtual school, traditional school, hybrid school. It is just a lot going on. But as I'm walking, exercising for my health, of course, and really to de-stress, and I look at the sun, I can't help but still be hopeful that things are going to get better. I can't help but still be thankful that God allowed me to wake up this morning, my children to wake up healthy, my husband is healthy, my family is healthy, and I still have hope. And we have to still put our hope in God. And I pray that you're able to put your hope in something, because once you lose hope that things are going to get better, the enemy has won. So no matter what you're going through, no matter if it's relationship issues, a divorce, health issues, financial issues, stress, anxiety, sleepless nights, God allows you to wake up in the morning. There's still hope. It's still hope that things are going to get better. Dr. Mike Moore out of Birmingham, Faith Chapel Christian Center in Birmingham, he had an awesome podcast on Tuesday. His podcast on Tuesday, 12 o'clock. He comes on live on Facebook as well. And he talked about hope. And I really needed that word. And I felt it was my duty to share the word of hope as well, because a lot of times you do feel like giving up. But hey, with God, we're not going to give up. We have to keep it moving. No matter what, this too shall pass. And you have to wake up every morning that he allows you to wake up. First of all, positive affirmations. Positive affirmations and thankfulness and gratefulness in your heart. Once you wake up in the morning and you get on your knees and you begin to pray, and you begin to look around and see how blessed you are, that is... There's no way you can have a bad day. Forget about what happened yesterday, 2 weeks ago, what phone call made you upset. Forget about what email got on your nerves. But you just wake up with a thankful, grateful heart and watch how your day is going to. It's going to be a great heart, because, a great day, because you are your faults. So as I look at this sun shining so beautiful and so bright, it may be storming in your life right now, but the storm is going to shine. I know last week in Alabama, it seemed like it rained every single day. And we need the rain. The rain makes me appreciate mornings like this when the sun is shining. It also lets me know that no matter what we're going through, this COVID stuff, it's going to pass. Numbers are going to ease up. It's going to get better. Social racial injustice, we've been dealing with it for years, and we're going to have to keep dealing with it until we get it right, until things are fair, because it's just so unfair. That's what I tell my, it's so unfair, and so we're just going to have to deal with it, get to the root of it. That's the problem, because as long as you just cutting off, and I think about social injustice and racial injustice kind of like a tree. As long as you're just taking off one or two little bad apples on the tree, but the tree is rotting itself, you're going to keep on having one or two bad apples, three or four bad apples. So why don't we just cut the whole tree down and plant a new one? And I think that's what we need to do here in America. So we're going to continue to pray and go vote. I'll never tell you who to vote for. Absolutely not. That's your business. But if you want to see some things change, make sure you go and vote. So you guys, I told you I wasn't going to hold you long. I'm just out here walking, enjoying this sunshine, sweating a little bit, getting my more health on. But just remember, with God, there is always hope. Now, we have to do our part. I always say that. If you're looking for a job, you have to put the application in. If you're looking to save money, stop going shopping. Stop going out to eat. If you're focusing on your relationship, pray about that thing. Pray with your partner and put forth the effort. Do your part. You can't change the other person. You can only change you, right? Be the model. We have to be the model in this moment. Amen. Whatever you're working on, if it's your kids and virtual learning, Lord have mercy. God bless us all. Just take it one day at a time. It's new to the teachers. It's new to the kids. It's new to the parents. But guess what? They're not going to be virtual forever. They're not. If it's hybrid, same thing. If it's a new job, just take it one day at a time. Give yourself a learning curve. But whatever you're dealing with, if it's your health, make sure you're going to the right doctors. Ask God for wisdom about what type of treatments you may need or medicine you may take. And he can give you wisdom on that and lead you to the right doctor or the right physician or hospital that you need to go to. And then you do everything you can as far as eating healthy, exercising, taking your vitamins to make yourself stronger as well. So we always have to do our part and then give it to God and truly let him do the rest. But there's hope in God. There's still hope. Birds are chirping. I don't know if y'all can hear them. Birds are chirping. I can hear them. That's life. It's just beautiful. But the sun is just coming on up. And it just tells me that there is hope. To the people who are going through, I know out in California, they were having the fires. Now we're having the storms and the hurricanes and the flood. We pray for their safety and pray that they're able to get the assistance they need to actually be able to survive this. And they will. They will. They'll survive it in the name of Jesus. But we're praying for you. You guys, I'm going to continue walking a few more minutes. But I'm going to get off here. Please continue to check me out on Facebook and Instagram, Mo Living with Lorna B. And of course, here at my podcast, where I just love to share motivational, inspirational words, you guys, just to try to help us all keep it moving in the name of Jesus. I love you, but most of all, God loves you. Mo blessings. Peace.